CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's over, apparently, at New York City's Columbia University. Police moved in Tuesday night to physically eject pro-Palestinian demonstrators who've paralyzed the campus for days, a police spokesman addressing reporters.
Hamilton Hall is now secure.
The school was threatening participants with suspension and expulsion. Here in the Eastern Time Zone, it's already May 1st, and Florida's six-week abortion ban is now in effect. Vice President Harris goes to the state on Wednesday to remind everyone Donald Trump has said he's fine with states doing what they want on abortion. The Arizona State Senate meets on Wednesday, and it appears it may repeal the Civil War-era abortion ban. Two Republicans are expected to join the state Senate Democrats in making that happen. This is ABC News. A Senate subcommittee took up the issue of artificial intelligence and the danger posed by so-called deep fakes. The panel heard from British entertainer FKA Twigs, who said she's been creating AI versions of herself over the past year to engage with fans, freeing herself up for work.
What is not acceptable is when my art and my identity can simply be taken by a third party and exploited falsely for their own gain without my consent due to the absence of appropriate legislative control and restriction.
The bipartisan No Fakes Act currently being drafted would protect individuals from non-consensual use of their visual likeness and voice. The Intelligent.com website surveyed hiring managers and found that 78% of them say AI will lead to layoffs of recent college graduates at their companies within the next year. How many? Estimates put it at between 3 and 70%. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Hoffman is the president of the group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
That report finds retailer profits rose 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Wisconsin's annual Pothole Patrol is underway. Governor Evers was in Menominee Monday to launch a new round of pothole filling. As usual, the governor used the occasion to remind drivers to slow down for road crews as roadwork season ramps up again. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called three strike got past the catcher, but Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position. But when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong. according to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. So what's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms winding down in the overnight. Breezy west winds developing and lows near the 50-degree mark. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, still on the breezy side. In the late afternoon, high temperatures will top out in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 61.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday at 8, I'll be joined by Roger Grindel and Mark Berman. Then at 9, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
At Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. The anti-abortion freaks have hit a new low. This is in Missouri. This is just an amazing story. In Missouri, of course, they've got this statewide abortion ban the right-wingers have been pushing. And the progressives or Democrats or, average people, women in particular in Missouri, are trying to get enough signatures to put a right to abortion on the ballot this November in Missouri. The Missouri Republicans are doing something that, I'm sure now, they like Ohio, they got blindsided by this thing and it passed. Several other states, they've passed them. And I'm sure that the red states that are looking at these things are going, hey, why didn't we think of that? This is just incredible. Jessica Valenti lays it out over at jessica.substack.com. She's citing a report from I believe it's a TV station there, KOMU. They've started this campaign, Republicans, called Decline to Sign. It's the Decline to Sign campaign. And they're asking people, don't sign those petitions. Now, that in and of itself, would not be the big deal. But they're saying the reason that you shouldn't sign the petitions is because they're not really petitions to put the right to abortion on the ballot. What they are really doing is they're trying to get your signature so that they can steal your identity. I'm not making this up. I mean, this is how crazy it is. The texts say, protect yourself from fraud and theft. Don't share your personal data with strangers. This is a coalition of groups, including the national powerhouse Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. They are targeting Missourians, Jessica writes, with texts and phone calls warning them not to sign anything because, quote, out-of-state groups are attempting to collect your sensitive data. They're lying to voters. There is no such plan. There is no such group. There is, this is a lie. Pure and simple. But, everybody's afraid of identity theft. And then, making this even worse, now down in Alabama, and Jessica Valenti reporting on this also, a new sex education bill in Alabama would allow parents to sue teachers and schools who teach anything about, quote, safe sex. Now, keep in mind, Alabama has the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. HB 195 would prohibit sex education classes from including how teens can obtain contraception. As a parent, you could sue the teacher and the school if the teacher in the sex education class talks about, you can buy condoms at the drugstore. That they sue you, you know, take your home, destroy your career. The classes would also be required to tell minors that how best to surrender a newborn for adoption. And what a wonderful thing it is to give a baby up for adoption. In other words, we're going to force you 13-year-olds to have, you know, to give birth, to have this baby. And here's how wonderful you're going to feel when you give that baby away. Because we're not going to tell you that you can buy condoms at the drugstore. Or you can get birth control pills from Planned Parenthood or your doctor. We're not going to tell you that. Because the Republicans in the state legislature said we can't. It's incredible. I mean, Jessica Valenti writes, what's more striking, of course, is that the legislation would give parents the right to sue if their children are given even an inkling of accurate information about sex education. I'm telling you, it's not just the anti-abortion freaks. There is this whole agenda that has largely been promoted in the United States for, you know, years now, by the institutional Catholic Church. And no, I am not anti-Catholic, but this is a simple reality. The Catholic Church has spent millions of dollars, perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars over the years, trying to influence legislators in state after state and at the federal level to make birth control harder to get and to outlaw abortion. It's very simple. It's got nothing to do with whether you agree with or like or disagree with or don't like Catholics, Catholicism, or the Pope. And by the way, I'm a big fan of this Pope. And I met the last Pope at a private audience with John Paul II. Louise, too, as a matter of fact. We were originally told that he would not meet with her because she was a woman. And then when we got there, he saw her and he said, come on, you know, and shook her hand and everything. He had a nice little conversation with her. But anyway, this is now you've got the evangelical Protestants in on it. And it's just, it's not good. It's not good for our young people. Meanwhile, today, several million Americans are losing access to the internet because of Republicans in Congress. Because of Mike Johnson specifically. Now, this was legislation that originally was passed, the early version of this was passed when Donald Trump was president during the pandemic. And it was called the ACP, the Affordable Connectivity Program. And what it does is it provides you with cable for roughly $30 a month, which, by the way, is what cable costs in most of Europe, right? At least in France. The New York Times had a whole long piece about that. I've shared this with you in the past. But, you know, if you are making up to 200% of the federal poverty line, they're currently for the family of four, that's $31,000 is the federal poverty line. So if you're making up to $62,400 a year, then you qualify for this $30 a month internet if you've got a family of four. And, you know, subsidies of up to $75 a month on tribal land, too. And this was part of the budget that Trump enacted in 2020. The FCC made the money available as a subsidy. And today, this program is helping 23 million Americans, one in five households across America. It has particularly benefited rural communities, veterans, and elderly Americans who are least likely to have access to high-speed internet at an affordable price. And today, the program ended. Now, in October of last year, in October of 2023, the White House sent a supplemental budget request to Congress, which included $6 billion to extend this program through the end of this year. And, you know, the benefits have been substantial. In fact, one academic study published in February of this year found that, quote, for every dollar spent on the ACP, the nation's GDP increased by $3.89. In other words, giving people access to high-speed internet actually increases economic activity because they can do things on the internet they couldn't do otherwise. But Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, refuses to bring that bill to the floor for a vote. Now, the bill has 225 co-sponsors, which means, I mean, that's Democrats and Republicans, which means that if Johnson brought it to a vote, it would pass. So why is he not bringing it to a vote? Well, because of this thing called the Republican Study Committee, which Johnson used to be the chairman of. The Republican Study Committee is this group of hardcore right-wing reactionary Republicans funded by right-wing billionaires who believe that any kind of government program just creates dependency on government and increases taxes on billionaires and therefore shouldn't exist. And now their latest budget says that we stand against the ACP and label it a, quote, government handout that disincentivizes prosperity. Right. One out of every three households in Speaker Mike Johnson's Louisiana district is getting subsidies through this program. One out of three, 90,447 people in his district. And yet he's killing it. It's dying today, refusing to bring it to the floor, because the billionaires who fund him and the Republican Study Committee say, we don't like any kind of government program that gives things to low-income people, because it has to be paid for, and it has to be paid for with our tax dollars, and we oppose that. Ain't the Republican Party wonderful? 15 minutes past the hour. Well, now it's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with the fascinating geeky science about cavemen and diet.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And your phone calls. Stay tuned. 16 minutes past the hour. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
For 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. And right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. And you're one of them. So you can too. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. 21 minutes past the hour, our geeky science. People are talking about, well, let's eat like cavemen, right? The paleo diet? Or the new carnivore diet, let's just eat meat all the time. Yes, it's what, a strong caveman, big burly guy. Well, it turns out they just did this analysis on a cave in Morocco that was inhabited 15,000 years ago. I mean, that's literally in the Stone Age. And what did they find? They ate vegetables, acorns, pine nuts, and wild pulses. That would be like wild lentils, peas and lentils and things like that, made up a significant part of the diet of the prehistoric community, according to the scientists in the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany. The composition of specific types, this is from Yahoo News, Joe Pinkstone, the composition of specific types of zinc, strontium, carbon, nitrogen, and sulfur reveal the people led a life that must have involved a large portion of plant-based foods. Analysis of the nitrogen levels specifically reveal that up to 80% of the food eaten by inhabitants of this cave was plants. One of the researchers, a PhD student who worked on this, said the common perception was that Paleolithic diets were primarily meat-based, with hunting playing a central role. However, the findings from this cave from Tal Farrell suggest a more nuanced understanding with a significant reliance on edible wild plant resources. Archaeobotanical remains found at the site, such as acorns, pine nuts, and wild pulses, further support this notion. Interesting. Eat your veggies. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Alan in Winnipeg, Canada. Hey, in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Yeah, hey, I'm a dual citizen. I got the best of both worlds here.
I guess. How'd you do that?
Yeah, but... Oh, just family, born here, grew up there, and,
I see.
So
cool.
We have roots in both places. I love both countries. I have a love-hate with my my relationship in the U.S., though, the last, you know, since 2016, I'm sure you can figure out what happened then.
Oh, yeah.
the orange monster started running. But I just want to, like, this is sickening what's going on right now. And I want to just caution all those uninformed students that are protesting at the colleges and committing crimes, and nothing's being done right now, harassing and spreading their hatred. And all the Democrats who are sitting on the fence, I heard a few of you already saying, well, in good conscience, I just can't vote for, you know, Joe Biden's the only guy that's going to even sit at the table and try and make a negotiation. But first of all, you should get a guest on your line. He's a Palestinian. His name is Bassam Eid. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a 35-year-plus peace activist who lives in the West Bank, who I had the honor of seeing. And he fully understands that Hamas is the total enemy of both the Palestinian people and, of course, the Israelis, who it's in their charter to destroy. I'd like to ask every one of these, I'll call them just uninformed and making a huge mistake, people, the Democrats and the people that are saying they don't know how to vote now. I'd like to call their attention to 1968, when there were Vietnam War protesters, many, you know, called themselves hippies and peaceniks and so on and so forth, and they went and shouted down Hubert Humphrey, and, you know, like, he was a great orator. I was young enough to remember. I was just a kid, but I followed politics even as a kid. And they shouted him down, and they had huge protests, and they mocked him, and they just ruined his campaign. And who did we end up getting?
Richard Nixon.
We got effing Nixon, okay? Listen up, Democrats. And Trump is even worse than Nixon. This is what you're going to do. We're going to want, and you think Nixon's going to sit down with the Trump's going to sit down with the Palestinians? If he was right now in power, he'd probably already have given the green light for Israel to drop an atomic bomb on everybody.
Well, and on top of that, he'd be ordering the police to be shooting the protesters.
He would, and you know what? If you could do this, I think you'd be doing a public service. Did you listen to Bill Maher and his last take this weekend on the
I saw the clip of it on Morning Joe, but I thought it was a false equivalency. I mean, he was saying, well, you know, there's been a genocide of the Rohingya in Myanmar. Nobody protested that. Well, that wasn't American bombs, and it wasn't paid for by the United States. I mean, there is a qualitative difference. And
can I just say one more thing? If any of the people, the Democrats in their neighborhood, had what happened to them in Israel and had 1,200 of their neighbors slaughtered in less than a few hours and it had missiles thrown at them every day for the last few years, I'd like to see what they'd be thinking.
Yeah, good point. Alan, thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's over, apparently, at New York City's Columbia University. Police moved in Tuesday night to physically eject pro-Palestinian demonstrators who've paralyzed the campus for days, a police spokesman addressing reporters.
Hamilton Hall is now secure. There's no one else left in the building. The quad is now empty. The only thing that's left is the tents and their property. That will all be cleared out by the school.
The school was threatening participants with suspension and expulsion. Here in the Eastern Time Zone, it's already May 1st, and Florida's 6 weeks abortion ban is now in effect. Vice President Harris goes to the state on Wednesday to remind everyone Donald Trump has said he's fine with states doing what they want on abortion. The Arizona State Senate meets on Wednesday, and it appears it may repeal the Civil War-era abortion ban. Two Republicans are expected to join the state Senate Democrats in making that happen. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Stand up, fight back.
University of Wisconsin-Madison leaders say they'll talk to protesters about their demands only after they remove an encampment they put up on campus. Protest leaders tell reporters any decisions they make depends on how the UW responds to their demands to cut all ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Local law enforcement leaders say more needs to be done for mental health in Wisconsin. Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken.
Not only can we have those crisis centers, but we need to have a community approach to make sure that these people are getting the support that they need within their communities.
Bakken speaking about election year crime issues with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Compete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Comedian actress Amy Schumer put a positive spin on the internet's reaction to her, quote, puffy face. Schumer says it made her insecure at first, but also let her know that something was wrong. Schumer announced in February that she was suffering from Cushing syndrome. The condition can be caused by too much stress, which can release cortisol, making one's face puffy and raising one's blood pressure. Schumer was grateful she caught it early and says she knows her fans will love her, puffy or not. Who doesn't enjoy a movie love scene between a doughy middle-aged man and a young pretty actress? Probably just about everyone, much to the dismay of actor Martin Freeman. The 53-year-old Fargo actor addressed his intimate scenes with 21-year-old Jenna Ortega in Miller's Girl, a dark comedy in which Ortega's character seduces Freeman's character. The reaction on social media was mostly negative. I know, shocking. Miller's Girl is available on demand. Check it out. Being grossed out is a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms winding down in the overnight. Breezy west winds developing and lows near the 50-degree mark. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, still on the breezy side. In the late afternoon, high temperatures will top out in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 61.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, join us for a delayed round of Three Headlines and a Lie. 11:33 public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
It has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Joyce in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Joyce, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was thinking about the protesters and their goal and their purpose for sit-ins at the colleges. And I'm wondering if that's really an effective way to go about it, because it is foreign policy in America. And if you want the foreign policy of Israel changed, not that I'm advocating that, but I guess to a certain extent I do, then they need to address the foreign policy, not going to the higher institutions, because they can't do anything about it either, I don't think. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not absolutely certain that what I'm saying is
accurate. No, I think you're right, Joyce. I think you're right.
And what they need...
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
I think what they should do is look at Congress. I think Congress can change the policy. And if they're saying a vote against Biden is going to help them, if not, a vote for Biden could help them if they get Congress, you know, both houses, and Biden together, then maybe that foreign policy could be changed and what they're wanting done could be done. Now, what do you think?
I agree that, you know, the focus of the protest should be Congress and the White House. But, you know, I think pretty much that is the focus of these protests. They're not calling on their... I mean, some of them are calling on their universities to divest of, you know, their endowment funds from manufacturers that are based in Israel. You know, and I get that. I'm not sure that that would be the most effective thing. But, hey, it worked against South Africa. It just took decades. The problem right now is, I mean, there's the political problem. And then, of course, there's the moral issue. Israel, in fact, I'm even reluctant to say Israel is doing this. It's Netanyahu who's doing this, and he's doing it, in some ways. He's got a lot of public support. You know, there's more than 50% public support within Israel, according to the polls I'm reading over at Haaretz. There's more than 50% support for, you know, going into, I'm forgetting the name of the town, but it's right down there on the southern Egyptian border, Rafah, I believe it is. And killing a bunch more civilians. There's still, I mean, you know, people feel very badly wounded by what happened on October 7th with good cause. I mean, you know, they lost over 1,000 people. We lost 3,000 people on 9/11, and we invaded two countries and spent $8 trillion bombing the crap out of them, and, you know, killed, you know, something close to 1 million civilians in response to 3,000 people dead. If you were to extrapolate the 1,000 people that Israel had died, you know, based on their population versus our population, that would be something like 30,000 or 40,000 people being killed here in the United States. We would react to that in a very, very violent fashion, I'm sure, given the violence that we reacted to 9/11 on. But that said, as Joe Biden pointed out to Netanyahu right after October 7th, when he flew over there to Israel, our reaction to 9/11 was a mistake. It hurt us. It cost us trillions of dollars. It devastated our credibility around the world, particularly when Bush started murdering and torturing people in Abu Ghraib and and down in Guantanamo and other places like that. It was enormously destructive to the United States. And it didn't, solve the problem of Al-Qaeda, which had nothing to do with Afghanistan or Iraq. And in fact, I think you could argue that for at least a couple of years, it made Al-Qaeda a lot stronger and created this new organization, ISIS. So, I'm of the opinion that what Netanyahu is doing right now might help Netanyahu over the short term by keeping him out of jail and preventing elections, but it's not helping Israel. It's hurting Israel. It's hurting Jews all over the world, but it's also hurting his nation, independent of its religion or its ethnic background.
And us.
Go ahead.
And it's hurting us, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hurting Biden hugely.
Right.
Netanyahu wants Trump back in office. And the more violence he can visit on Gaza, the more likely he is to get Trump back in office. And, which is why Trump is supportive of Netanyahu and his violence in Gaza. I think we can't ignore any of that.
What is the correct strategy then? What is the most effective strategy?
I think the correct strategy is what Bernie Sanders is calling for, which is for the President of the United States to say, we're not going to send any more weaponry to Israel and we're not going to send any more money to Israel until they have worked out some kind of a deal in Gaza with Hamas or with other parties that will lead to a release of prisoners and will stop the killing of civilians, and that will then start the process of creating a Palestinian state, that involves...
Can he do that, though?
Biden can certainly do that.
Wouldn't he be violating the foreign policy? Wouldn't he be violating the foreign policy of the United States?
The foreign policy is set by the administration. The foreign policy is the province of Article 2 of the presidency. And so he can modify the foreign policy of the United States by and large. I mean, Congress can limit his behavior, but... they haven't. I mean, he has the power to do this. And there's a number of Democratic senators who keep pointing that out. Bernie's probably the loudest, Elizabeth Warren as well. And, the members of the Progressive Caucus in the House of Representatives are saying the same thing. There was 30 or 40 of them that voted against the aid to Israel because it was unconditional. They were not opposed to aid to Israel. They just wanted it to be conditional on Israel behaving, itself, or Netanyahu behaving himself. Which he's not.
Then educate me, why isn't he not doing that?
I think that the reason why Biden hasn't up to this point done that is because it would be so unprecedented. I mean, Israel is an ally. We have a treaty obligation with them, several of them. The Camp David Accords, for example, specify the $3 billion a year that we give to them. It would be a dramatic move that has not, to the best of my knowledge, ever been done before with a U.S. ally. And it would be handing the Republican Party a golden opportunity to start attacking Biden as an anti-Semite, as being anti-Jewish. It would hurt Biden with a large percentage of the Jewish vote in the United States, which is not inconsequential, and donations from people who view Israel as one of their high priorities, although increasingly those donations are going to Republicans. But I think that Biden so far has just tried to play it cautious. We have a long-standing relationship with Israel. They're an ally. They're a democracy. And, you don't want to blow up those kinds of relationships. On the other hand, Netanyahu is openly harming, in my opinion, and I think in Biden's opinion as well. I mean, he's called for a ceasefire. He's publicly called for a ceasefire. He's publicly called for a two-state solution. So he's saying the right things. He just, what he hasn't done is stop the flow of weapons. And that's what the kids on the campuses are demanding, is that he stop the flow of weapons. And I think he's going to have to do that. I think that, we're in a moment here that's very, very analogous to 1968, where you had young people protesting Hubert Humphrey and Lyndon Johnson. I was among them. You've got a government policy, the policy in Vietnam, where Johnson was trying desperately to end the Vietnam War, and Richard Nixon intervened and stopped that from happening. He basically offered a bribe to the president of South Vietnam, and they took that bribe and didn't go to the Paris peace talks. They refused to participate when Johnson had already worked out the deal. So, I mean, and we didn't even know that at the time. Johnson took that to the grave with him. We didn't learn that until about a decade ago, that Nixon had committed treason in order to win that election in 68. But I think that the Republicans are doing the same thing now. They're exploiting the situation in Israel. Look at Elise Stefanik. I mean, you know, she's drilling and grilling these university presidents and just, you know, trying to do everything she can to create a perception that, you know, there's these left-wing, violent left-wingers on the campus and the presidents are part of it and, you know, quack. And it's all anti-Semitism and you know, it's just, it's not helpful. And it concerns me tremendously, Joyce, that Michael Moore may be right, that this process, this whole thing with Israel and Gaza is handing the White House to Donald Trump this November. Joyce, I got to run. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Donald Trump's trial is in a brief break. I believe it's a lunch break now. They'll be back shortly. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
And it's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Well, we just got the answer to one of the big questions we were asking at the very beginning of the program. Judge Mershon this morning, in his ruling on Trump's contempt of court, said that Donald Trump needed to take down 8 or 9 of his posts on his Nazi-infested social media site, Nazi-infested money-losing social media site, and he fined him $1,000 for each one of those, and said you have to take them down, and basically said if you don't take them down, I'm going to send you to jail. So the question at the beginning of the show was, will Trump take those down? And NBC News is reporting right now that in fact he has done that. Interesting. Very interesting. Trump doesn't want to go to jail any more than anybody else does. Calvin in Grove City, Ohio. Hey, Calvin, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Tom.
Hey, Calvin.
I'm honored to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
I've been thinking about the Supreme Court when the three judges that was put on by Trump was sworn in when they was talked to Congress. If you work on, if you work for the federal government and you lie on your resume, you will get fired and put in jail.
You can't be prosecuted.
Lied,
you're right.
The president is that they sign. If they said that president was above and would not be touched, weren't they lying?
Yes. Yeah. I am of the opinion that at least 5 of the Republicans currently on the Supreme Court, and arguably all 6 of them, committed perjury when they testified before the Senate under oath.
It's like trying to convict them, like trying to convict the senators or congressmen of trying to overturn the election.
Right. Yeah. No. There's
trying to get them. The yeah. ones that voted to, that was trying to overturn the January 6th election.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's very, very hard to hold wealthy, powerful people to account. It's easy, you know, to go after poor people. It's easy to go after people of color with the force of law. But, you know, try going after a member of the Supreme Court or a member of Congress or a former mm-hmm. president. It's going to be...
You almost have to have 66% of the Senate and 66% of the House to vote for that, wouldn't they?
It would take an awful lot. Yeah, to repeal if you want to alter the Second Amendment, you would have to amend the Constitution. That does take 2/3 of the House and Senate, and then 3/4 of the states also have to ratify it on top of that.
Well, I was going to say that's what we need. We need some people to just straighten up and learn where this country's going.
I agree. Although I don't think that the Second Amendment needs to be removed. I mean, the Second Amendment, nowhere in the Second Amendment does it say that, you know, anybody in America can have a gun anytime they want. It talks about people militia.
I'm just saying about the federal judges.
Right. The problem is the Supreme Court's interpretation.
A regular federal judge can be convicted of a crime, but Supreme Court judge can't.
It appears. It certainly appears. Calvin, thank you. Thank you for the call. Your points are very well made. Paul in Neenah, Wisconsin. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Kind of following up on the caller you just had, sort of concerning the SCOTUS. But real quick here, remember the caller you had on Friday from... Western Wisconsin about Christy Noem shooting her dog, and then he segued into the abortion issue.
You're talking about the guy who said that things like that happen on farms. He defended her.
Well, no, not really. No, then he got in the abortion thing, and he basically hung up on him.
Yeah,
Maybe that's why you forgot to call me, because you didn't hang up on him.
It could be.
Well, I would have said to that guy, pointed out to him that dog head was 14 months old and it already had been born. And it was a sentient creature.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. The guy who said that Christy Noem killing her dog was not as bad as women having abortions, essentially. That was his...
He was trolling you. I knew it. And you reached out for your paperwork to give him the correct answer to, be factual. And that's when he got into this stuff.
Yeah. At which point I realized I was being trolled, yeah.
Yeah, I know. But either way, and a caller just before here talking about politicians are the same, or all the both parties are the same. Mm. When someone says that or online, I make comments. I don't talk to many people, Tom, because I hate getting in confrontations in person. But either way, both parties are the same. I give them two names, Al Franken and Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Al Franken, that little that photograph of him with his hands hovering over that woman.
Yeah.
He resigned over that.
I know. And it was
Trump
a joke.
Is the absolute opposite of this.
I completely agree. But I would take it even farther. I mean, look at the programs that the Democrats have passed that the Republicans have opposed. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, unemployment, child labor laws, every one of those things, public education. Subsidies to colleges so that people could go to school inexpensively. Every single one of those things was brought to you by Democrats. The free colleges, I suppose you could say, were brought to you by Republicans, because it was Abraham Lincoln who signed the Morrill Act that created 76 free colleges across the United States. But it was Republicans who ended the free part of the free college. That was the Reagan administration.
Right.
So
right.
There's a huge difference between Democrats and Republicans.
Right. Okay. But the reason for my call.
Okay.
The SCOTUS. For the longest time, I've had high disdain or almost hatred of the GOP because they did not convict Trump in the Senate.
Yeah.
Okay, where he could not run for president.
Yeah.
And about 2 weeks ago, it's been on my mind back and forth. It hit me like a train. Watching what the SCOTUS has done with Roe versus Wade, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and all this immunity stuff. I guarantee you, even if the GOP had a spine and would have convicted Trump in the Senate, he would have gone to court, said, this isn't a democracy. Everybody has a right to be on the ballot. And I can almost guarantee the Supreme Court would have sided him with him on that, after seeing everything I've seen up to this point. What say you?
I think it's possible. I think we've got a big problem with our Supreme Court right now.
Right. And I keep telling people, and I'll go to my grave on this, that 2024 is going to be the 2000 election on steroids.
Yeah. Meaning what?
Just what?
Meaning that the Supreme Court is going to hand it to the Republican, to Trump?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. As you pointed out, Alito and Thomas want to retire, and the other right wingers on the Supreme Court, they know those two want to retire, so they're gonna make sure Trump is in.
Yeah, I think you're right. They're going to do everything they can. And Paul, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
News from the center, WRCE.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers, who joins me to discuss upcoming events at the Overture Center in Madison. And we'll talk about Casey Kasem's bloopers. You've never heard swearing like this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Hey,